Hello, my name is Amin Parker, and this voice recording will be detailing the history of the Tobacco Brides. Following the settlement of the Jamestown Colony in the early 1600s, there was a vast gender inequality, as most of those who left for Jamestown were men who were tasked with building and establishing the settlement itself. Roughly a decade later, the lack of gender diversity drove these colonists to leave the colony in large numbers to combat this issue. Beginning in 1619, young single women from England were offered the opportunity to travel to Jamestown and become wives of the men there, with the purpose to start families and to increase the population. The expense of the women's travels fell upon the men of the colony, who owed 150 pounds of tobacco to the Virginia Company, which delivered these young women to their future spouses. These women were incentivized by the promise of land ownership, inheritance rights, as well as their own discretion to choose their own husband, all of which were luxuries not awarded to women who remained in England. A total of around 90 women made the decision to travel to Jamestown on the first voyage in 1619. And by 1622, roughly 144 women had arrived to Jamestown. The ages of the women varied. Among the youngest was a woman named Jane Deere, who was around 15 to 16 when she departed. And one of the oldest women was Alice Burgess, who was 28. Many tobacco brides came to America fleeing hardship, but many also suffered once in America. Despite their hardships, these women paved the way for the women of the future by escaping the assigned maid role and instead gaining more economic freedom and independence than was given to the other women of the time, leading to some to dub them the founding mothers. This is Amin Parker, and this insert comes from Wikipedia. You can also do your own research on the Tobacco Brides just by going on Google. This is Amin Parker. And until the next message, have a nice day.